You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 30%. That's how much housing starts decreased in the U.S. between March and April. It's the largest monthly decline in new home construction activity on record. The drop in housing starts was an expected byproduct of the economic slowdown and shelter-in-place restrictions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. While most states deemed construction to be an essential business, the rapid rise in unemployment and the decline in consumer confidence gave builders pause. The good news is that the downturn in construction may be short-lived. Demand among homebuyers has begun to recover as states have lifted their stay-at-home orders. And builders could benefit if the pandemic causes people to want to leave cities for newly built homes in the suburbs and exurbs. Still, the slowdown in construction in April will make it even harder to boost the nation's housing supply so that it meets the demand. The next number up is 82. That's the total number of casinos open nationwide as of Monday. That represents less than a tenth of all commercial and tribal casinos in the U.S. This week, Louisiana and Mississippi, which are two of the largest gambling markets in the country, became the latest states to allow casinos to reopen from their coronavirus shutdowns. It's a significant turnaround for Louisiana in particular, since the state was second to New York in the number of virus-related deaths per capita last month. But casino operators that choose to reopen are taking a gamble. Both Louisiana and Mississippi have imposed occupancy limits to reduce crowd sizes. In Louisiana, casino visitors will also be required to undergo temperature checks before entering. And it's not clear how much money visitors will spend once they're inside a casino. The economic downturn may make people more wary of gambling. Physical casinos will hope to replicate the success of their online counterparts. Online casino revenues rose more than 50% in March and April in the states where it is legal. Our last number is 74%. That's how much e-commerce sales increased at Walmart during the first quarter. The retail giant beat analysts' expectations when it announced first quarter earnings on Tuesday. Walmart's earnings show how much the company has benefited from the coronavirus pandemic. While other retailers have been pushed to the brink of bankruptcy because of the outbreak, Walmart's business model has been effective. Unlike other retailers, Walmart was able to keep its stores open. And ahead of the pandemic, its option to shop online and pick up in person proved popular with consumers who were nervous about going into stores as COVID-19 cases increased. Plus, the company's low prices could become more appealing to consumers looking to save money amid the shaky economy. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.